Hey guys, welcome back to Delusional Diaries podcast. I'm Hallie.
And I'm Jazz, and we're back in the studio, like at my apartment, because we did the last episode with Amazon, obviously.
Yeah, that was super cool. I was honestly nervous to record that because it was live. So obviously, like, we barely cut anything we say, but it's like, if we need a second where we're like, okay, what should we say next? Like, what do we need to talk about?
Yeah.
We can take that time and then like make that little cut. That was like, there's no taking a break.
Also, like, if I stumble on my words at home, I'm like, I can repeat it 12 times until like I can get a word out. And like, obviously I couldn't there, which gave me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah. I was like a little nervous, but it honestly, I think it went really well. Everyone told us, they were like, you did so great. But you know, I feel like everybody has to say that.
Yeah.
But
all the comments on our YouTube were nice, I feel like.
Okay.
So that was nice. Yeah. We're back in the studio. It is Wednesday, so this will be out technically tomorrow. Yeah. Obviously, I'm engaged. I mentioned that in the last episode. And I'm going to be so for real. I don't exactly know what I really said up there. And I didn't listen to the episode back because I didn't edit it. We just posted the entire thing. So I'm not fully sure like what I even said. But I just wanted to say a few things that I haven't said or I might have said. I don't even know. But people keep asking. So I just want to get it out there so I can like...
People will be fine with hearing it twice.
Yeah. So if you... Sorry, fast forward, I guess. But people like... For example, we've been wedding dress shopping this week and I've been wearing a lot of white because, you know, bridal era.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, you must have known because you have all this white. No, since he proposed, the next day, I think I ordered probably 12 white things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to wear white because I feel like it. So it's been nice. And I knew he was proposing by the end of summer because he told me he would propose by the end of summer. Like, so I thought it would happen like end of July. Yeah. And it obviously happened beginning of April. So I think he was trying to throw me off. And there's no recording of it. It was very sweet. I'm very happy. I'm very excited. And I never thought that I wanted a wedding. And then I met Kevin and now I want a wedding and now we're having a wedding.
So. Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to see the process. Cause like you're my first friend that is doing any of this. I've only been to one wedding in my entire life.
One that you blacked out at?
Yeah. I blacked out at it. I was like 18 or 19. It was like a family friend. And like, it was like, she is like a close family friend of ours, but like I wasn't involved in any of the like planning / any of that. I just attended the wedding, you know? So it's interesting to see what goes into it because you always see all the things on TikTok and like hear about it, but it's crazy to actually experience the like you trying on all the dresses and like all the just the things you have to think about. Like, do you want a veil? What color do you want the bridesmaids' dresses to be? Do you want to have it? How many do you want to have? Like, it's so much.
It's so interesting. And like, I had two weddings, two of my friends got married last year, but like, I wasn't involved in like the planning process. Like, I went on their bachelorette parties, but I wasn't like involved in like picking things out or like, I didn't really hear the process much. So I don't really have anything to go off of besides like TikTok.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, I'm going to start with my dress because like that's what I hear about the most. And it was like the easiest thing to get started. And people keep commenting like, oh, you need to find your venue first. And even the people that I saw when I was trying on the dresses made comments like, you need to know where you're getting married and all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't though, because I get it's probably different for everyone. But for me, like the venue is flexible. Like I will make the dress is the most important part to me.
Yeah. It's like there's nowhere that is necessarily that special to you and Kevin that it's like we have to get married here. Like maybe if some people like met in the Hamptons and then it's like, okay, I want to get married in the Hamptons, you'd know that. So then it's like obviously you have to curate a dress vibe around the Hamptons, but you don't have that, so you can get married wherever.
I will curate my wedding vibe around the dress.
Yeah.
And I did, guys, I'm 99% sure I found my wedding dress and it's so crazy. I've probably tried on like 15.
Yeah. Maybe more.
Maybe more. But like, it was the first dress I put on.
I'm not saying I picked it, but I did say you should try that one on first.
I thought Michael picked it.
I don't know. I think you kind of picked it. It was like all
I
together.
Liked the energy. I went in having zero idea what I wanted. And then like I quickly realized exactly what I wanted.
It was so funny. She was literally giving like, if you guys have seen Parks and Rec, like Aubrey Plaza, she's April in the show, but she's just like the most, like the girl's like so peppy and excited. She's like, so what are you looking for today? And Jazz is like, well, I can tell you what I'm not looking for. I can tell you what I hate.
And then I'm like, I hate florals. I hate sparkles. I hate lace. I hate basically everything on that rack.
You're like, no bows, no this, no that. And then she's like, what about applique? No, no, no.
Because I know what I don't like, and I didn't know what I wanted until I saw it.
No, 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 yeah.
Like, I never had a Pinterest board of, like, this is my wedding. Like, that was never my vibe. Like, I was never planning on getting married. And if you are a longtime listener of the podcast, you know that I either wasn't going to get married or I was going to have multiple weddings and elope. And people have sent me clips of, like, rewatching that. I'm like, okay, like, she was that girl, that version of me was going through some shit, okay? And I genuinely really didn't want a wedding at all. And then, like, Kevin made me want a wedding because Kevin wants a wedding.
Yeah.
So. People change.
Yeah, for sure. I just think it's funny because, like, the first place that Jasmine, obviously it's her first time, so I understand, like, she doesn't, but she's giving zero direction, which if I was that woman, I'd be like, I don't even know where to fucking begin, because it's like all you did is say things you hate. Well,
because the thing is, like, she wasn't like, I'm a visual person. Yeah, I can't describe things, and I've never followed weddings. Like, no, I don't know enough to be like, oh, I like this verbiage of, I don't know, even know a wedding word.
I feel the same way about, like, rings. When people are like, princess, kind of like, I have no idea what that is. Something.
Yeah. So I was not educated on the subject to, like, be able to say, I like this, or I think I want this. Most people, like, come in like, I know what I want and what I don't.
Yeah. No, you needed to walk around and just see and just
point. And so once she was like, do you want to just get up and look? And I was like, yes. And then I felt so much more comfortable.
Yeah. I think, but the dress that you, I think, are going to go with for the first one is very, like, versatile, where I feel you could pick pretty much any venue besides, like, a beach, and it would be, like, appropriate, you know?
I would never get married on a beach. Yeah. With this hair, absolutely not. I'm sorry. Like, guys, if you have, like, curly hair, you know. Like, it's just, it would never be for me.
Yeah.
But I think I do know where I want to get married. I know, like, I think my vibe is, and guys, when you hear this, like, please give me a second, okay? Like, let me explain myself. I want a Twilight-esque wedding. Not like choogy vampire type bullshit.
Just,
if you've seen the episode of Twilight where they get married, like, their wedding is stunning. It is beautiful. Like, that floral budget went crazy.
No, yeah, not a Twilight-themed wedding, just a Twilight.
Like, the wedding, like Twilight.
Yeah, like it's all gorgeous. The florals, the greenery,
the forest. Like, that's my energy. So.
I love that.
And Kevin agrees.
Okay, I love
which
that.
Which is great. He's like, that wedding was sick. And I was like, you're right.
Yeah. I think you guys could, like, I think that'd be very much a cool vibe.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at with my stage of things. Just wanted to put that out there. I'm not gonna make this a whole wedding podcast, obviously, but also, like, this podcast will always adapt to our lives.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it always has, and it will continue to.
People are interested in this, I'm sure.
Well, like, I just, like, I don't want to be that bitch. And I know I already am, because I won't shut up about the fact that I'm engaged and I'm, like, getting married. But, like, I'm only doing it once now.
Well, so. Yeah, and it's what's happening in your life. Like, that's what we talk about.
Yeah, things always evolve with what's happening in our life, obviously. So I just, like, I don't want to, like, be super annoying, but also, like, I know I always say this, but, like, you can't turn it off.
Yeah. No, I think it's super interesting. Like,
I don't know any of these things. I'm experiencing for the first time, and, like, I never had anyone explain them to me. Yeah. So I'm learning as I go, and I think it's kind of helpful to, like, know things. But I get a lot of our listeners are, like, very far away from marriage. Like,
but some aren't. I feel like, I don't know. I think because it's interesting for me to see, because, like, I just know nothing about it. So,
yeah.
And it's, like, so many little things that it's just interesting to, like, watch you go through it. And it is confirmed for me. 100% though. Like, I love watching you do it, but, like, I couldn't handle it. I would be a bitch. I'd be horrible. Like, I wouldn't enjoy it. And I don't know why. I know I would, like, ruin it. I can't explain
And this is, and I hate that I'm this bitch saying this.
No, it's not going to change. It's really not. Cause I would.
And it might not. And that's so okay if it doesn't. Like, the thing is, I felt like you.
But you're not the same like me. Like, I can't explain.
Oh, I know I'm not you.
No, but I'm saying, like, I'm not against the concept of marriage. Like, I would get married. Like, I don't, but that's fine. I just, the wedding part, like, I've always been like this. Like, I can't have a birthday party. Like,
That's how I am.
No, you're not as much. Like, you could have, like, something. Like, I don't know.
I had a 5-person dinner at Olive Garden.
I know, but, like, I just am like, don't even talk to me about my birthday. Like, I don't know. I hate also, like, for me, I know I would just get so caught up in the, like, I don't know, like, I know it's not supposed to be like that, but I would be like, oh, like, do I look good enough? Well, people have looked better than me. So, like, da da da. Like, I know I would just feel like that. And I just, like, am like, why would I put myself through that when I just don't have to do that? I don't know. It's not my energy, but I love watching you do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, I just think you're going to be a great bride. Like, I'm a little scared of you for like right before. I feel like, I don't know. I could see you either being in the most pleasant mood because you're just so excited, or you're like.
I think if like I hated how I looked, yeah. I would be horrible.
Yeah.
But I just don't think I'll feel that way.
No, you won't. Well, because you're going to make sure that like you do the makeup trials before. So, you know, your makeup's going to look
good. I'm such a planner. Like, I feel like it'll be fine. If I wasn't a planner, I don't feel like I would be fine.
No, you're going to be fine. Obviously, you're already stunning, but it's like you want to make sure you already, like, you wouldn't want to like try out makeup for the first time. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, I will do like 10 trials.
Yeah.
And like, I'll be figuring some shit out. Like, believe me.
And like, you got to have like hair and makeup like on site, I feel.
Yeah.
To stay with you the whole night.
Oh, I agree.
Because if you're going to do. Can you say that you're going to do dress changes?
I'm getting multiple dresses. Because okay. I want an aisle dress, an entrance dress for like when I'm like coming in before dinner and like to eat in. And then I want a dress that like I party all night long in.
Yeah.
So I'll probably have 3 dresses. I found 2 of them that I'm getting.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited, guys. Like, I just like, Kevin has made me such a better person. Like, I was never a shitty person. I want to be super clear about that. But like, I was just a very like cold-hearted, like I'm very considerate and caring, but cold-hearted in the way where I just like don't trust people. Mm-hmm. And like because of that, it makes me like more standoffish, and I feel like he's made me such not a teddy bear by any means, but I've become much warmer and like open and like seeing better things in people before like assuming the worst.
Yeah for sure.
So I'm just more of like a positive, happier person, obviously. And I think if you like watch anything, like you can probably tell that.
Yeah,
like, but yeah, so I think I'm just excited. I don't know, but yeah, that's basically that recap. We obviously went to LA for Amazon, and it was actually, we had a great time. I'm not saying actually, it's like we were surprised to have a good time, but like it was nice chatting with people that we hadn't really chatted with.
Well, I didn't know that. I honestly had no idea who's going to be there going into it. Same. Like, I was just going strictly for work. Like, I don't even know. I didn't even view it as, because for a lot of people, it was like a brand trip in a way, because it was like they do this whole thing for like 3 days and there's all these activities with all these different activations for brands. And like, I honestly wasn't even super informed on that. I was just like, okay, we're going to do this live podcast. Yeah, and like, that's what I was like focused for. So then like after I was, cause that's all I had been thinking about. I was like, oh wait, there's like fun things to do here. Like we're staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel. It's so cute.
Gorgeous.
And like a bunch of our friends were there, which I had no idea.
We didn't know any of our friends were going.
Yeah. And then I just like see Bridget and Lauren on a plane. I'm like, oh, they're coming
here. I texted her.
I guess that would make sense. Like whatever. Because like Lauren's big into Amazon, but yeah, and I was just like, oh, but we had like such a fun time. We hung out with Bridget a lot.
We had a kiki every night.
And Clara and Lauren were
loveless.
There. Loveless, yeah, not.
Yeah, Charleston girlies,
redhead, like best hair best you've hair. Ever seen.
Yeah, like I haven't like I'm internet friends with them, but I haven't like hung out with them in person. So like it was not, we saw them at Stagecoach. Briefly, like we took a shot, like that it wasn't that deep.
It was quick.
But we had a kiki, like we went to dinner, we had a great time, like got to chat, and like getting to know your internet friends in person is like, because you don't always fuck with who you think you're gonna fuck with. Yeah. And it was just, it was nice to like chat and get to know people on a deeper level.
For sure. So much fun. Like yeah. And then the weather was so nice when we were
gorgeous.
There. So it was like such a vibe. Like we just went shopping, and we went to Alfred and fucking Erewhon every day.
I got to meet my manager in person. I've never met my manager in person, so I got to meet her in person. We got to go to a couple of showrooms, which was cool. Got some like, which are crazy. Showrooms are literally just like shopping for influencers.
It is crazy. Yeah, it's like brands will have like New Balance will have some product like, or like shoes there, whatever, that you can just, they'll just give to you because obviously they like hope you post.
Yeah.
But it was,
it's almost like getting PR but in person.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
Like, and you get, but which is nice because like you sometimes PR is unsolicited where it's like, oh, I would not have wanted that, and like now I just am, you know, giving it away and it's donating, kind of a waste, or donating stuff. Yeah. Obviously we don't like throw away.
Yeah. Anything. But like you have to coordinate doing those things.
Yeah. I actually love what I just did. That was so easy. Yeah. I did a giveaway on, I had so much like PR just piled up, and obviously like I'm trying to be way better about not like, because like I would, because like I love all the products that I get sent, but it's like
you can't go through them all,
so much. And it's like, I'm sorry, when I have like 18 Lemmy sleeps, and I'm like, I don't need 18 Lemmy sleeps, you know what,
like,
I'm saying,
like you take them all the time, but you no person can go through that many
and
that
I know quick. They're gonna keep coming in, you know what I'm saying. So it's like, of course, like I use those products, but I don't need that much. So it was great. Like, obviously I want to give stuff to you guys too.
Yeah. We do giveaways on the podcast Instagram all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think we give away more than a lot of people do.
No, we do. I give away everything. And so, yeah, I just had, like, posted on TikTok, and I was like, if you live in New York, because, like, I did, like, the bags were so heavy. Like, yeah. I'm telling you, to ship them would have been hundreds of dollars.
And we spent hundreds of dollars just ship these giveaways out every time of our own money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a lot. And, like, the packaging, but it's fun, obviously, which is why we do it. But it's just, it's easier when you do it in New York.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, I just, and I wanted it gone, like, ASAP, because I was like, okay, like, it's sitting here now, and, like, I don't have, like, much room in my apartment to, like, keep this stored until I pick somebody. So I was just like, if you, like, want to enter this giveaway tonight, you have to be able to come get it. And, like, I obviously, like, a million people entered, but I just randomly picked these two girls, and they came and got it, and they were so happy and, like, grateful.
Yeah.
And I was like, one of the girls, so we had, at the Amazon thing, we had gotten a suitcase, and so the suitcase was brand new, yeah. But I had checked it to, like, they gave us, like, this brand new Samsonite or whatever suitcase, but I checked it to come home from LA, and so obviously it was, like, a tiny bit, like, used looking, and I was like, that's brand new. I didn't use that, but like I just brought the PR and stuff back from LA, but like you can like do whatever you want with it. Cause I was like, I don't want her to think I'm just giving her some random used like bag that I don't know. I was like, it's new, I swear. But yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do, if you guys can see the podcast room right now, it's rough. Okay. I've been gone nonstop, and I needed organized, but I will be doing one on as well. Probably the end of this week, actually.
Yeah.
Once I can get organized in this space.
Yeah. So just follow us for like,
yeah, for
we'll,
sure.
We'll
also do, some shipping ones for like everyone also on the podcast, Instagram. This actually, we'll do that. I'll pack some up this week. So we'll do those too.
I can contribute some too. Yeah. By the end of the week, I'm sure I'll get more.
Yeah. So if you follow the podcast Instagram, Delusional Diaries Podcast, and we'll post some good giveaways in there also.
Yeah. But anyway, back to LA.
Yeah.
We got really off track with that. But you left on Thursday.
I was on my carbon emissions bullshit, Taylor Swift type shit. I literally flew Thursday night. I flew back with Bridget. Our flight got delayed. I flew back and then landed at like 2 in the morning, I think. Kevin picked us up. So sweet. And like Kevin's like, do you want a snack for the airport? I was like, yeah, I'm starving, because I always get cranky like after that when I land, because the planes never have food, you know.
Yeah.
So he brought me like salami, cheese and crackers, like in some Tupperware, and he's like, does Bridget want anything? I was like, oh, she says just nothing, she's fine. I was like, but grab her a water. He comes with a water, and he saw her Instagram story of her like eating edamame and goldfish like in the lounge like before we had left LA, and so he brought her those from like this grocery store.
Oh my god.
And, like, brought her a snack, but picked up, then we came back. I didn't go to bed at 4 a.m.
why?
And that, because I got back, we dropped Bridget off, and I got home, I like got my stuff together, like I was 4 a.m.
yeah,
went to sleep, and then I woke up at 9 a.m. and I went to an event in New York, which is super fun. And then I came home, packed, and then me and Kevin went to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And golfed all weekend. I'm getting really good at golf, guys. And like, I just like, I was thinking the whole time, I was like, this would be so fun if Hallie was like into golfing. And I think you will be. And my mom called me yesterday, actually. She was like, I was listening to the episode about you getting Hallie into golf. She said, I really think you can do it. I really think Hallie would have a good time and enjoy it. And she was like really rooting for you to get into golfing.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if it's,
you gotta twist it. Sorry.
Hold on.
I was going to say, when we were golfing, it was just like we were listening to like all of our tunes that we like while like having a drink and just chatting. And it was like sunshine and good vibes. It was like, she so would enjoy this, whether she's playing good or bad, like she would enjoy this.
I really don't think I would, but I can give it a try.
I would love that.
But I will give it my best college effort. Is that what it's called?
What?
I don't know. I think that's a saying.
Is it?
I don't know. What, anyway. What,
one more time?
College effort. Is that what it is? I don't know.
I dropped out.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I don't think it's my vibe. Reed was watching the Masters all weekend.
But fuck watching golf on TV. It's boring as shit. But I hate that. And so does Kevin. Like, it sucks.
Kevin hates watching the Masters. And like, Kevin definitely watched the Masters.
While I was getting ready, he was only on the TV, but he wouldn't like carry around his phone. Speaking of that, I have thoughts on this. I'm curious what your thoughts are. What do you think about guys carrying around their phone like in like landscape mode to watch like sports?
Like while you're doing something?
Yes. Like while you're in the middle of things.
I know exactly why you're saying this.
Why?
Because I know you saw somebody's Instagram story.
I was like 15.
Okay. Anyway. I mean, I think it's weird if you like, if you really need to watch it that bad, if it was that important, it's like, then the girl, like if it's a girlfriend and a boyfriend, right? Like if Reed was watching, like he likes like The Wild, right? If The Wild game was on, I'd be like, I would understand that that was an extremely important game that he really cared to watch. So I wouldn't plan an activity during that. I'd be like, let's just stay home and watch. If it's not that important, like if it's really not that big of a deal, then it's like, why the fuck are you watching this while we're trying to do something walking around the city?
My thing is, I don't get why the fuck you, like, but to what you said, like why you're planning things when you know what's on. Like, I don't think you should say yes to plans if you want to watch it. And if you do want to watch it, like, let's go somewhere where you can watch it. Let's either be at home and watch. Like, why are we watching it on a phone?
Yeah.
Like, being at another activity while watching on the phone is so odd to me. Because I'm like, why didn't you plan accordingly? Because it's, you know when it's going to happen.
No, for sure.
So I'm like, plan accordingly and like go somewhere and watch it on a TV. But my thing is, I think it's weird, like to go to dinner and have someone watch on their phone. Like, why didn't you go to a sports bar?
Yeah, you just
and watch it on the TV and eat there.
Yeah. Agree. I think it's fucking weird. Yeah.
I'm just curious.
No, yeah.
What your thoughts were.
Yeah. Reed was watching it like in the Uber on the way home. But like, I didn't mind, obviously, because I'm like, we're just sitting in a fucking Uber. I'm scrolling on TikTok. He was like, he's like, I'm so car sick. I'm like, maybe it's because you're staring down at your phone, but he wouldn't stop.
Me as fuck, honestly.
No, it is. Yeah. I can't do that. Like, I actually get so car sick that like that I know that will make me car sick. I can't look at like my phone like that.
Yeah. But how was your weekend? You stayed in LA.
Yeah, I just stayed in LA. Everyone's like, the amount of times I got asked if I was going to Coachella, I think I don't even know. It was a lot, but I did not go to Coachella. Coachella's just not my vibe. I'm not against it. I would go if I really liked somebody. I'm just like, for me, a concert needs to be somebody that I really, really like. Like, I'm not into music. I'm into certain people's music. So if I really like somebody, then I would love to go to a concert. Like, I love Drake. I love Zach Bryan. But, like, for other concerts sometimes, if I just am not the biggest fan of the artist, then I'm not a viber. I'm not a dancer. So I kind of just feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So for me, like, Coachella, like, I don't. Like, I was laughing so hard watching Audrey Trulinger's, like, videos. She's, like,
she loves
music.
And I so respect her passion for it. Yeah. Because, like, I'm like, if it makes complete sense for you because you're passionate about it.
No, she, like, Coachella is so her vibe. And it's like, I was with her before Coachella and she's like talking about it. She's like, this is so my excited. Super Bowl. Like, she's so excited. And then she's like taking all these videos and she's like, send this to your friend. If they ask why you like house music, like send them this. And I'm like, that would be like, I still would not like that, but I love that for you, girl.
And that's what I'm like, you have to have people who are your vibe to go to those things with. Yeah. Cause like for me, like me and you are on the same page about that. So like I could go to Coachella with you and enjoy a certain person from the back and then be like done.
Yeah.
Like I could not be like with someone who wanted to fight to be at the rails to be and, like, enjoying raging. Things the whole time. Like that's not my truth.
No, same. And so I just like, I would have liked to see, like, I'm not the biggest Lana fan by any means, but I would have liked to see her. Like, I do think like it looked like a great performance.
Lana was my superhero in high school. Really? Like all my captions in high school, like were all Lana Del Rey. Like I, 4th of July, I'm posting like, and just Lana Del Rey on my Instagram, like with her American flag behind her.
See, I never listened to her like that. Like, but
I want to find this picture while you talk. Okay.
I do think her music is good, but
she's so talented.
I would have enjoyed seeing her or something, but I wouldn't enjoy it enough to like want to fight through the crowds for and wait there for a really long time. It's not my personal vibe. Anyway, that was a long rant about Coachella, but I would be open to going to Coachella maybe sometime in the future. I will, maybe next year. I don't know. I've never been. I did do Stagecoach last year, and that's more my vibe. And I do like Stagecoach, just depending on who's playing, obviously. But yeah, did you find the photo?
I'm fine. I'm almost there. I went to a Coachella after party and a couple other Coachella events, but I didn't go to actual Coachella. And like, I think the events are fun and cool, but it's because I'm not a music person. I like little pop-ups, like little fun things.
Yeah. Speaking of music, that's why I stayed in LA. And did you find it?
So fucking cringy. Everything about this is horrible. Okay. Look at the caption.
The skirt. Wait. Now my life is sweet like cinnamon. Hashtag like AZ. Like a fucking hashtag
dream I'm living in.
New skirt. The way your toe is just lifted off the ground.
This was, what year was that? Like, look, 2016?
2013.
Yeah, it was a while.
That's like, so funny. This was the time. No, it was Coachella. It was this the time.
No, it really was.
No, it was giving at the time. But like, why do we ever think that Chevron was okay? That was like,
that's like, it will never come back. It is actually horrid in my mind.
It's
like,
that it is, galaxy print. They were like, bad.
This is what I posted on her birthday.
Happy birthday, Lana Del Rey, 2013. Oh my God. Hashtag love Lana. This is Lana, the most perfect woman.
I was obsessed. Like, you don't understand that. She was, I was like a stan. Like, it was actually probably a little bit concerning. But, and like, I was just like a Lana girl to my core.
No, I mean, I probably rode for people like that back then. Like,
yeah. I went to Lana probably in, I can find, I want to find what time frame this was. I had bangs at the time. Fun fact.
Oh, God.
Oh, here it is. This is, thank God these pictures are, one thing about Hallie, she has nothing archived, okay? Your photos stay up.
Yeah, I don't care.
And I genuinely, I so respect that for you. I really do. Because, like, that is a hard thing. I really think that is a hard thing to, like, not care that much. Bitch, I have, like, 700 photos archived. Like, these are not, really? They're never seen, I've had Instagram since I came out. They're, like, never seen the light of day. This is, like, this, I had bangs.
Oh, my God.
But that's, I was high as fuck. I went to Lana. That's why I was looking down.
You honestly kind of, were these your bangs?
Yeah, I literally, that's you what, cut them. Yes, I went to get them cut. Well, yeah, I had bangs though.
Why do they look edited? But they, honestly, they don't look bad. Like, I honestly don't hate it.
It was a manic choice. One day I was sitting at work and someone's like, "Have you ever had bangs before?" I was like, "No." I went home and then I made an appointment and I got bangs.
Did you have
day.
Extensions?
Yes.
Okay. No, I honestly don't hate them. I've never seen you with bangs, but you have like a good ab line too.
Oh, thank you. I probably facetuned that. This was literally 2018. Yeah. Actually, this is 2018. I fully did facetune. It's not even a question in my mind. This was facetuned. Because look at the picture after. It's also facetuned. I did not look like that. And that's also pre-nose job. My nose is edited as fuck.
I can tell your nose is so edited.
You have no idea how bad I've wanted a nose job.
Why is that hole so big?
It was the time, okay? Like, you have to understand, like, it was...
The timer's up.
Anyways.
Anyway, that's so funny. But, yeah, I did not... This was my Coachella that I went to. Was a Jimmy Buffett tribute concert. Anyway, sorry. Reed, like, wanted to go to that, and weirdly, like, he was, like, he had been talking about it, and then I was, like, I have to go to LA, and then he was, like, oh, my God, it's like, the day after your thing in LA, that'd be cool if I came out, so I was, like, oh, okay, that works, I was, like, if I don't have to, like, fly twice, or, like, whatever, we probably wouldn't have obviously gone if I wasn't already gonna be out there, but it was actually really cool, like, I wasn't hating on it, but I was definitely just kind of, like, okay, whatever, I didn't give a fuck about going, like, but he wanted to, so I was, like, why not, probably it'll be fun, we got, like, we kind of probably should have left earlier. We left a little late. We were having, like, maybe one too many drinks. I started the night before the concert with two martinis at the bar, which is, like, probably not the best way to start a concert. But we stayed at the one hotel, and we were having drinks there. And then we went. And, like, the traffic was just so bad, obviously, to get in. It was, like, LA. So, like, we'll get out and walk. Because it was, like, moving, like, seriously, like, 1 foot every 5 minutes. So we're walking, and then it's up this big hill. It's at the Hollywood Bowl. So it's like you had to, like, go up this giant hill, whatever. And we were like, this is seriously going to be like a 30 minute walk. So we saw Lime Scooters. And I,
after drinking, you know, that's a terrible idea.
I know. I didn't think about it at the time. And I want to make a clear one. I wasn't, like, drunk by any means. I was like, I know it sounds crazy, but, like, two martinis is really not a lot to me. But I was, like, definitely a little bit tipsy, where I should not have been doing it. And I'm very aware of that. But, yeah. Anyway, Reed, like, wants to go. So he's, like, zipping on this thing. And we're just weaving in and out of people. And I'm, like, starting and stopping it every 2 seconds because I'm fucking scared. But it was also really fun. Like, I'm not going to lie. That was, like, my favorite part of the night, was, like, Lime Scootering up this hill. And then we left the Lime Scooters and we got in. I was already getting fucking cold. I'm like, I need a sweatshirt. Like, I was just banking on buying a sweatshirt. The lines are horribly long. So I'm like, all right, I'll just drink so I'm not cold. So I was drinking these, like, Mango White Claws. They were, like, not good, but that's all that there was. So whatever. Actually, they're not even that bad. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like White Claw every once in a while. But it was actually, like, really fun, like, performance. Like, it was super cool. I didn't know the venue's, like, completely outside. It's, like, this amphitheater or whatever. And then you can see the Hollywood sign in the back too, which is super cute. And so many people were there, like Leslie Mann and Judd Apatow were there, and they, like, did something. The guy who plays Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, he was there. He, like every, it was just everybody, like, singing Jimmy Buffett songs while, like, paying tribute to him, obviously. So
is he dead?
Yeah, he died in September.
Oh, what? We went to Margaritaville to celebrate
after
his
death.
Died.
Yeah.
God, I'm so horrible.
He died September 1st.
Rest in peace. I apologize. My bad.
And Snoop Dogg was there. Pitbull was there.
I love him.
Kenny Chesney, Paul McCartney. It was so many people. It was actually really great. And it was such a cute vibe because everyone there was like really old. Like I was like the youngest and everyone was so cute. And they like really, I don't know why. It was seriously making me like emotional. Like all these old people were, and I was just like, this is how we're going to be for like Justin Bieber one day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it was, or but I don't know. I'm
no, but like, yeah,
Justin Bieber probably isn't as much of like a legend as Jimmy Buffett, but it was just,
he is a legend.
He is a legend. I love him, but I don't know if he's like created, like Jimmy has a whole culture behind him. You know what I'm saying?
So does Justin Bieber. The Bieber fever? Yeah. The fuck?
Maybe. Maybe like a Taylor Swift. I could see that. Like, you know, like a Taylor Swift tribute like that. I don't know.
Also, he got a lot of hate for like being rude to people. It's like, I feel like that caused a little bit of his like, not like downfall by any means, but like he kind of fell off a little bit because of that.
I feel like celebrities give way less of a fuck about being nice. And especially like, I don't know how to put this. This might sound weird, but it's like, not that it'd be okay to be rude, but like if somebody starts to cross a boundary a little bit, I think a celebrity is very much like, no, because they're like, I don't give a fuck. You can't really cancel me. Like people are going to still listen to my music. Whereas like an influencer, which I'm not comparing myself to Justin Bieber. I'm like, think of the biggest influencer, Alex Earle. And even she's obviously not as famous as, I don't know, to our generation. I'm like,
it's different.
Her and Justin are probably pretty similar.
You're more likely to recognize an influencer in some spaces than you are a celebrity. And also influencers are more approachable than celebrities.
Yeah, because you feel like they're your friend. But I'm just, for example, Alex
Earle. I get what you're saying.
It's like, if somebody starts being too like, Alex, like, da-da-da, and like they won't leave her alone or something, she's not like Justin where she's gonna fucking sprint away and hop on a skateboard and like whatever, where because she like
get out of my face,
it's like, oh, then people are gonna say I'm rude, you know. So I'm sure she has more of like a, oh, like it's okay, like I don't know, maybe she's gotten used to it now and like I don't know.
Yeah, but I have no, but I get your vibe of what you're saying. I've been having really bad nightmares. What? I know you have nightmares all the time. Like you, I feel like you've been a big nightmare girly in the past.
It's just random. When I will always have nightmares when I'm having anxiety, which is 98%. I'm not kidding. I hate traveling. That sounds so fucked up. But I seriously, the plane anxiety, it is not even fun for me to travel anymore because I'm so anxious about the plane that, like, I don't know. I literally am like, there's very few vacations that I'm like, I am going to enjoy this so much.
That's worth
that
it.
It's worth the 2 weeks worth of anxiety leading up to getting on the plane, which is bad, but it's just the truth. And I was having horrible nightmares like days before we were going to LA, like, because I just couldn't, I don't know. I was like, one of my dreams was I was on the Ocean Gate submersible and I died. It like, exploded on me. And I was like, then I got on the plane the next day and I was like, this is basically the same thing just in the air. Like, that's how I felt. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sorry. I just like dumped a lot, but
it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you feel like this is a safe space.
It is. But my nightmares, like, I haven't had nightmares in days now that I'm back from LA. I feel good.
Okay.
What about you?
I never used to get nightmares. I really didn't. And over the past few months, I've been having them a lot.
Taking melatonin?
No, okay. Nothing. I take Let Me Sleep every once in a while, but those days I actually don't have nightmares because I sleep through the whole night.
Okay.
Like, I wake up from my nightmares most nights.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, waking Kevin up because I'm, like, so stressed out. Like, I wake up, like, sweating because I'm, like, stressed from my nightmare.
Yeah.
And it's never about just, like, one thing. It's always something different. And, like, it's always random, but it's very stressful for me. I'm like, not doing well mentally because, like, it's stressing me out.
Yeah, I hate that.
I'm not getting good sleep
it's
either.
That's not the best because then you get...
And I want to clarify because I know someone's going to fucking blame it on weed. Even if I don't... I tried to stop at night because I was like, maybe this is contributing to my nightmares. It wasn't contributing because it still happened when I wasn't smoking. So don't have to quit that, thank goodness.
Weird.
But, yeah, it's been rough for me. Also another thing I've been having anxiety with this week for no reason is I like saw someone from high school on my Instagram feed page and I was like, I should unfollow you. Like we just like, I don't need to follow you anymore. So like, let me just go through like who I'm following. And I was like, you can organize your following by when you first followed people.
Oh, okay.
Like most recent, I mean like oldest to newest or whatever. And like wanted to unfollow people. I was like, I feel like a cunt. And I don't know why that is, but I feel like if I unfollow people from high school, it's like me unfollowing because I think I'm better than you, which is not the case. It's just like I'm not interested in your life anymore because we have no crossover.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it. I literally couldn't do it.
I get it. I felt that way too because I was unfollowing. I was like, I looked at my following and I literally don't give a fuck how many people I'm following. Yeah. But I was like, I just felt like some of my feed was clogged up with weird
shit.
That's
my thing.
And then I looked and I was following like 1,400 accounts and I was like, there's no way I care about following like that many people's lives. So it's like, let me go through and see who I don't want to follow anymore, because I want my feed to be like the people
you care about. Because
like people that I would want to see were getting lost with the stories of like people I don't give a fuck about, you know? And I was like going through and I was like doing it. Honestly, I was like, whatever, like, I felt like a bitch, and I don't mean it as like I'm better than you by any
means.
That's
how I feel. I don't when I do it though, and I was giving me a lot of anxiety.
I was just saying that I went to unfollow people, and I felt bad doing it. But then I click and I look, and I'm like, half of them already unfollowed me. I'm like, I know I was gonna unfollow you, but why are you unfollowing me? Like, I don't know. But it, honestly, it kind of made it easier because I was like, all right, yeah, fuck you. Like, but it does feel personal. It's like, fuck you. Fuck
it
you.
It really does. It feels rude, and it feels like I think I'm better than you by unfollowing you.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. So I'm trying to get past it because it's like, I can't see my friend's shit who I actually care about because I'm seeing their shit.
Yeah. For me, it was like half of the people were like, I met them in a bar bathroom when I was drunk. Yeah. And it's like, you simply don't need to be. You have no mutual friends. You are never going to see them again.
Yeah. 100%.
But it's some of those people I like following. I'm like,
no,
what are they up to?
Then people, I'm like, oh, I'm glad. You actually dress really cute and I enjoy seeing your stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's rare. Most of it's like, I do not need to be seeing this.
Yeah, for sure.
I called Hallie the other day and I was like, I don't know if you told this story in the podcast, but like she told it at the live show, I'm pretty sure. And I think it's extremely funny.
Oh.
And I was just like, we should talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah. I can tell it. I apologize if we've told this story before, but I don't think we did. I'm like 98% sure it was just at the live show.
That's how I feel too. And I have pretty good recall of like what we've talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, when I was visiting my friend at Alabama, I was going to Rounders, this stupid ass bar. And a lot of, weirdly, at Alabama, you can be 19 and go into a bar.
You can in Texas too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess it's probably some
southern states. I don't know if it's everywhere in Texas, but it's in like Lubbock, Texas, for example, you can.
Probably. It's probably like some southern states have that law.
Guns up.
so you can go into a bar and they put big X's on your hand though, like saying that you're not, you know, 21. And obviously most people like try to go in the bathroom and like scrub it off. But I actually used my fake ID and I got in. Like I think I was actually 18 at the time. I wasn't even 19. So I wasn't able to say I'm 19 and then go into the bar or whatever. Like I literally had to be like, no, I'm 21. And so I was in there and this guy, he's like older and I was like broke as shit at the time. So any guy that's coming up like flirting with me, like, and I think there's an opportunity to get a drink bought, I'm going to be like, oh my God, of course. So this guy's talking to me and he looks pretty young. So I'm like chatting it up. I was definitely like, oh, he's like a senior. And we're talking at the bar and he's like, yeah, so how old are you? And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, I'm 18, like LOL. And he's like, did you scrub the X's off or whatever or something? And I was like, no, like I'm literally like, I'm just 18. Like I use my fake ID. And then he literally just whips out his wallet and it like unfolds a bunch. And there's a bunch of badges. He's like, I'm actually a cop. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I'm like, I thought you were going to buy me a drink. I'm getting fucking served legal shit.
You're getting arrested.
No, I was like,
you're
oh
going
my God.
To jail.
I literally, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And so for some reason, this is like an abuse of power for sure.
It's giving like the only nepo baby you could possibly be was working out for you.
Exactly. So my dad was in the FBI and he...
Sorry, I'll turn that down. Sorry, people hate when I yell. I'm like, I apologize.
Sorry, I didn't...
Because sometimes I'm like, fuck, because I'm talking speech,
whatever. I guess if you're listening in headphones it might be like,
and I apologize, I normally edit it out, but I forgot one time last week and it was an issue.
Jeez. Anyway, I yeah, my dad was in the FBI and he like was in charge of the National Academy, which if you don't know what that is, it's basically like police officers for, it's a very like high honor for a police officer to be able to come into the National Academy, and they get trained over the past over they get all these certifications and stuff. It's like, If you're a police officer, like this is like the number one thing you would strive for in your career, to be able to go to the FBI National Academy.
So basically your dad's really fucking cool.
In that small sector of life.
Which is a big deal to me.
And so I literally look at this man and I'm like, do you want to go to the National Academy? And he's like, what? And I'm like, my dad runs it, I swear to fucking God. And he's like...
bullshit.
Yeah, like you're lying. I'm like, no, I swear to fucking God. I'm pulling up my dad's LinkedIn and like showing him my ID, like matching. I'm like,
her real ID.
Yeah, I'm like, this is like, I swear, like my, like whatever. And he's like literally so skeptical, but I'm like, I swear to God, I will text. I'm like drunk also while doing this. I'm like, I'll text him right now. I swear to fucking God, I will text him right now and I will tell him to put in a good word for you. Just please
let this go.
And like, he was literally like, all right. Like, he literally like folded.
It wasn't like his dream.
Yeah. He was like, that's my, like, that's my biggest dream. Like, whatever. It was so fucking funny. I mean, it was not funny at the time. I was so terrified. And I was like, all right. And then I literally took a selfie with him. I don't know why he did it, but he smiled and I'm like, this is literally a cop. And I like posted it on my Snapchat story. And then my favorite part is like, that had happened just as basically as I walked in the bar. I'm pretty sure he ended up buying me a lemon drop shot too. So he was really going against his morals. But anyway, then like, I had been in that bar for maybe 10 minutes, like gone through literal fucking trauma trying to not get arrested. Yeah. And my friend is like, that I'm with, she's like, oh my God, like Jake is saying we should go to his frat right now. Let's go. And I'm like,
please get me out of here.
But I was like also pissed because I'm like, I just fucking worked my way to be here.
You popped your pussy.
I popped my pussy to be here. And now you're telling me we're leaving after whatever. And the cover charge was like $20 to get in, which at the time, that was fucking a lot of money. That was like 5 drinks at like a Bamba bar. And so I was pissed. I'm like, fine. But I'm like, whatever. Like, I'll go have sex with one of Jake's friends. Like, it's fine.
So I'll pop my pussy elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm like, it's fine. We leave. Jake's like with another bitch. Like, we can't end up going to his frat, whatever. So we're sitting on this fucking side of the curb. Like, we had no way to get home. Like, I don't think like there was like no Ubers, whatever. And I'm just like, I was fucking pissed. I'm like, fuck you, Jake. Like, oh my God. And yeah, that was a night. I should have asked for a ride back, like in the back of a cop car.
Yeah. Oh,
everybody knows I'm a good girl officer.
Did he ever get into the academy, or do you know what happened?
I have no idea. I've never talked to him again. Probably not. But I'm like, he did not look like he was doing a very good job being a cop. I'm like,
yeah,
he bought me a shot after. I'm like 98% sure.
I was really drunk.
Yeah, I was drunk.
I think that you should have to be like at least 22 to get a tattoo. That is my thought.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because I mean, I think when you're like younger, 18-ish,
yeah,
you think you don't understand the concept of a trend, and you literally think that like this is going to eat for the rest of my fucking life. Whereas now I would fully be like, yeah, I see people with cool little tattoos where I'm like, maybe I'd want that, but I know it's a trend. And I'm like, I know in 10 years I'm not going to want that, but I was not mature enough to make that decision.
Not even just like trend things, but like, you don't think that far into the future when you're 18.
Yeah.
Like, you think like now.
No, yeah.
You don't think in 20 years from now, like, or not in the same sense of like how you'll feel about things in 20 years from now, like, or like what all those different things. And like, I hate so many of my tattoos, not so many of them, but like, there's a few tattoos I'm like, I wish I didn't have that.
Yeah.
And like, it's not that I don't like them, it's just like, I wouldn't choose to get them at this age.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, if I could go back in time and like be asked to do it now, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, agree.
And like, that, like, obviously I can get them removed, and like some of them I probably will at some point, but like, I was just like, this is fun. I was having a good time. And like, I don't think I fully understood the concept of permanent. I really don't think I did.
No, no.
Because like, in my head I was like, oh, this is fun for now.
Yeah.
Like, I want to do this now. But I don't think I fully understood the concept of like, you're going to have this forever.
Yeah. I don't even really, because like in my mind, if you were like, does Jazz have tattoos? Like, I wouldn't even think of you really having tattoos, because you don't have any that are extremely obvious. I guess the only one that I'd be like, yeah, that can go, is the elephant one. Because it like.
Guys, well, you probably haven't seen it, because I hide it most of the time. It's rare if you'll see it. But I have a gigantic elephant on my back shoulder.
It's gigantic, a little. It is pretty big.
It's as big as my hand. Yeah. And I have large hands, okay? Like, it is large.
It's big.
And I'm telling you, it ate at the time.
It is literally giving, like, what you would have on your tapestry in 2014. Yes. Like the tribal
print. I got it in 2014.
No, no, no. I know it ate at the time. I know it ate. Like, I know you posted it on Instagram and everyone's like, she's so fucking cool.
Like, no, that's like, literally what happened. People are like, oh, like, this is so awesome.
No, that was, I know that ate at the time. Like, I'm not doubting that in the slightest.
Yeah.
Now it's questionable.
But. Fully. Yeah. And like, I don't really regret like my other tattoos. Like, some of them I think are funny on the bottom of my feet, because like, no one sees the bottom of my feet. And like, I don't regret, I wouldn't even get those removed, because like, I like them. I think they're funny.
Yeah.
And like, they're good stories for me, and I appreciate them. I actually like my pyramid on my arm.
Well, because that means something, right? It's like Frank Ocean.
I just say that. Okay. I just like I like the song, and I thought it was a cool vibe. I found it on Pinterest, I think.
Yeah, but it's like
cute. But I like it. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
My high C orange tattoo on the side. I like it. Not for the tattoo itself. I got it because I hit 100K on TikTok. Yeah. And it was at a very pivotal time where I'd gotten laid off and I was like trying to figure out my life and like what to do. And it like symbolized to me like, oh, like this is a good like long-term career move. Like you've like been working hard at this. Like it was like a thing for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I told my followers I'd get it. And I follow through. If I say I'm going to do something, I will do it.
Yeah.
So like I don't love how it's not even done poorly. It's done well. It's just.
Like, I think it's fine.
I think it's like, I don't hate it. It's just like, I don't know. I got it a few years ago. I don't really mind it. But the one I hate, I despise my entire being is my elephant tattoo.
Yeah.
But I got it the day I turned 18.
It sucks that that's one you hate the most because it's the biggest. So it's going to be the worst to remove.
But I am so happy that it's like in a place that I'd never have to see it.
No. You don't. Honestly, it wouldn't bother me really because yeah, it's like on your back. So it's like to you, it doesn't even exist. It's like the back of my hair. I don't give a shit what the back of my hair looks like. I can't see it.
But the worst part is when summer rolls around and people that don't know me or haven't really seen me during a summer are like, oh, what is this? And I have to like, guys, like it was the time. Like yeah. You have to understand.
Yeah.
And I just like, I wish I wouldn't have done that. And like, but you don't, I was like, my mom tried to talk me out of it. But like when you're 18, like your mom says you can't do something, you want to do it more.
100%.
So out of pure principle, I'm like, fucking do it. Like yeah. Fucking pull the ink out. Yeah. Grab the fucking needle.
You bitch.
No, dead ass. Even, and you know what? I, my mother was correct. I wanted my belly button pierced so bad when I was 16. I did all sorts of cheerleading. We had crop top uniforms. And I was like, this is going to fucking eat in the uniform. I think I actually also had to have a plastic one in during competing. So I don't even know why I was obsessed with it. But I was like, this is going to just eat. Like, it looks so cunty. I wouldn't say that word at the time because I was like, I didn't even cuss for a long time anyways. But that's the point. I was like, I need to have this. 16th birthday. Like, she's like, you're going to hate it. My mom had hers pierced and took hers out. She's like, it looks so bad. There's a hole. Like, you're going to hate it. I was like, bitch, please, like, give it to me now. Like, take my card. Like, I had no money at the time. And I'm like, please.
You're like, you're paying, but no, I'm like,
it's my birthday present, but like, please. I got it. And I was like, I love it. I'm just like a cunty little bitch. I'm so sorry. But like, I thought I was eating, okay? Like,
yeah.
And 2 weeks later, I'm like, this girl, like, got our uniforms, and this girl didn't have hers pierced, and she looked so much better than the ones of us that had it pierced. I'm like, I hate it.
Yeah.
I was like, take it out immediately. I let it close up probably a month after I got it.
Yeah.
But there's still, to this day, a gigantic hole. And I literally want to get it filled. And I hate it. And I hate even more that my mother was right.
Yeah.
But, and I feel like no one even wants them, like, this day and age. But, like, during this time period, like, when I got it, like, I'm 27. Like,
it was cool.
Everyone was getting it.
Yeah. I think now it's very out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I never wanted it. I don't know. I never loved it.
I think it stopped being in after I got... I'm not saying I stopped the trend.
Yeah. I stopped.
But I'm saying I feel like it stopped like a couple years after I got it. Which was like your generation.
I'm like so grossed out by anybody touching my belly button. And I just like the thought of piercings in general. Like, I just... There's nothing I really like... Like, a little ear piercing is whatever. But besides that, I'm like...
I got my third holes pierced at the Coachella after party I went to, and I just think it's funny because I used to have a piercing gun in high school. Okay, I was like, I think I was going through some shit as I'm unpacking these stories. I really think I was. Because I had like six piercings in each ear that I would just be like, I'm bored. I would go to like the store, like Sally's Beauty Supply, I think, and get like a new like attachment for the piercer, like new earrings, and pierce away. And I would pierce people's ears like in my car in high school.
That doesn't shock me at all. And I feel like you'd like upcharge them. Oh, you'd be like $80.
100%. I'm like, why don't you just go to Claire's? It's free. I'm like, bitch, I am Claire's.
You're like giving them infections.
Like. No one got infected. But like, it was like fun. And like, but my holes have closed since then because I haven't worn piercings in. I wore my first hole, but my second and third I haven't worn in a lifetime. So I got my third hole re-pierced, and my second one I was able to push through. And so I'm into stocking earrings again. So that's why I got them done.
Yeah. I've been trying to, my issue is like with jewelry, I need it to just stay on me or I will not like put it on every single day.
Yeah.
And so like, that's the hardest thing about my second and third. I've been trying to keep stuff in there that like I can just leave. Like I had a little dachshund stud. They fucking fell out. I don't know where they are. I'm like, oh my God. Like my parents got them for me for Christmas. I'm like, I'm so sorry, mom. But I've been trying to be better about that too.
Yeah. I just also like, for me, my biggest fear, I don't know how, I don't know why this is.
The ripping through?
No. That should probably be my biggest fear, but no. But I hate when like piercing holes start to get saggy.
Yeah, that mine are.
And I cannot have that be me. I can't do it.
My first holes are.
My first holes are yeah. too, but I'm like, so I'm really big on like only wearing earrings that aren't heavy.
Yeah.
And wearing earrings that have like a push in the back versus like a dangle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like that it doesn't make your ear sag, and like taking them out and taking care of my ears, because I looked up how much it is to get that shit filled and like to restart your ear from like sagging. It's like 10 grand, I think. I don't know what it is, but it's something.
That seems.
I'm probably exaggerating, but it was. I looked it up like 2 years ago. But like at the time, I was like, this is outrageous. And yeah. It probably is outrageous. But I was like, I'm taking better care of my ears. Ever since then, lighter earrings, taking them out and not letting them dangle.
Yeah.
Which, again, this is my own issue personally. Like, this is, if you, that's your vibe, I don't give a fuck. That's just like my personal thing.
No, I get it.
So.
I would go with you to get a tattoo lasered off, though. I want my finger. I don't really give a fuck about, like, I have one under my boob. Like, I posted it the other day and people were like, you got a tattoo? Because you never really see it. I have like
12.
It. Yeah.
People are always shocked.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like it's, you don't really, when looking at you, like, think of tattoos, but then it's like you see one randomly and you're like, oh, what? I only have 3. But I got them all in the same day and I literally, like, I was just bored during quarantine, honestly. And I don't really give a fuck. Like, I have like these tiny, they're all tiny, but like the 3 flowers under my boobs, they're super tiny. I don't give a shit. That's fine.
Why,
like,
did you pick flowers out of curiosity?
I have no idea. I saw them. I literally, on the way there.
Pinterest should actually remove the word tattoo from their platform, because like that is a serious issue. No, I'm not kidding.
It is.
Like, I would sign a petition to have Pinterest remove the word tattoo from their platform so you couldn't look up tattoos to get.
Completely agree, because I...
Because they're their problem.
I went to the tattoo parlor not even knowing. On the way there, I'm on Pinterest just me. Like, cute tattoos. The first things that were popping up, I'm like, sly, we're
this
getting that.
This is eating amazing. And it's always trendy bullshit.
It is. And so, yeah, just stupid little flowers. I don't
fix
like
the them. Algorithm, Pinterest, because like you're doing people really dirty. Make the algorithm like give you like timeless type of tattoos, not some trendy bullshit.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Or just like stop getting tattoos.
Or just literally put the words like don't get it. Like
you might regret this. And this should be a warning.
Yeah.
I mean, there probably is like everywhere actually at tattoo places, but.
But the only one that I absolutely hate is I got this ugly ass flame. It's not my vibe. I'm not like badass. Why'd I get a fucking flame tattoo? Second, the guy who did, you should go to, if you're going to get a fucking hand tattoo, go to somebody who's good. This, you know, man,
whose tattoos I like on their hand? Not for me, but on, looks so good on
Kennedy?
Them. Hers too, but I was gonna say Lauren Tibby.
Yeah, they both have cute like hands.
Like, and it fits, like it looks good on them. Like they pulled off really well.
I could not. But I agree. They have like cute little ones all over their hands. But I was trying to be that. And I was like, I mean, this was like also years ago. This was like 2020. And the guy who did my tattoo, like I had no idea who I was going to. I knew nothing. I literally just Googled tattoo parlor and pulled the fuck up. Dead sober.
I've done that so many times, but actually hammered. I'm never sober.
Dead sober. And I literally get... This man like does the finger tattoo. It looks good when he first does it. Like it still looked bad, but it was like fine. Like it was all solid, like whatever. Then a week later, it starts to completely fade. And it's like so patchy and it looks like literal shit. People stop me all the time. They go, do you have something written in Arabic on your hand? Because it literally looks like writing, like whatever. And I'm like, no, it's fucking flame. And I call the tattoo parlor back. And
repeat that.
I called the tattoo parlor that did it. And I was like, hey, this is fading pretty bad. Like, I know that that's to be expected because finger tattoos, they have to be super, super delicate when doing it. Because if they push your skin so thin there, if they push too far, it'll bleed out under your skin. It'll look like a permanent bruise. So you have to be really careful with finger tattoos. That's why you have to go to somebody good. And so I was like, hey, like, it's a little bit faded because obviously he didn't push hard enough, which they warned me that might happen. And so I was like, could I get this fixed? And then they go, the person who answers the phone is like, oh yeah, he got fired. He was not supposed to comply. We don't like do finger tattoos here. And I was like, oh, okay. And at the time, like I was gonna have to go pay way more money to get it touched up. And I didn't have that. So I was like, fuck that, whatever. And I've just, now I have the money to fix it. And I just simply haven't. But it looks like shit. I cover it with rings. But also that was I didn't have an idea of like anything permanent in my brain because it is on my left hand, on my middle finger. If I was to get engaged, it would be directly next to where the ring is and it would look fucking horrendous. Like horrendous. Granted, I like have just never ever like literally like the idea of getting engaged or married was never even a thought in my brain. So I guess like it didn't exist to me. So it didn't matter on which hand or whatever. But now like obviously I'm like maybe I could see myself getting engaged someday. And I'm like, yeah, that would look like shit. So yeah.
So basically like guys, do not get tattoos.
Yeah.
And like the thing is you can always get them later, but you can't get them off.
Yeah. I also wanted to get this is basically the equivalent of my generation.
Do but you like, want to trust the camera again?
I think I put it at 20, not 28, okay, cool, so we have like cool. A couple minutes more. But I was just gonna say my timing of or like whatever. My version of your elephant tattoo was I wanted to get so badly for my like 16th birthday. I wanted to get a gigantic like pineapple on my side boob. Like one of those like pinchers, like you know the fucking ones.
I know the tattoo.
Like a cheesy looking like whatever pineapple. And I was like, begging my mom. My mom's like, no. Like my mom, like your mom, but my mom was like, holding strong. My mom's like,
well, I was 18, so my mom couldn't say shit. She couldn't. That was the problem.
My mom was able to sign off on fuck. My mom was like, absolutely not. Like you're going to hate that. She was like, that is not, it's trendy. Like you're locking, you're, she's like, in 10 years, you're going to want a pineapple on your boob. I'm like, yes, I love pineapples. I always will. And I was so dead set on it, and I'm so glad. Imagine if I had a giant fucking pineapple right here. Oh my god, thank fucking god I did not do that. So ugly. I'm sorry if you have a pineapple on your boob. I definitely like saw people on Pinterest at the time have it, so I was like, oh, I need that.
Yeah, no, my elephant is just like the worst thing ever. Like, and it, thank god it's at least done well, because like if it wasn't done well, it'd be even worse.
Yeah, I don't think I will ever get a tattoo again.
Me neither.
I would get maybe something extremely tiny because I already have like the two small ones. I would definitely get the finger one removed. I need to get on that. But I would get like actually, funny enough, Reed has a finger tattoo as well. That was a stick and poke tattoo. It's cross.
I've seen it.
Which is super funny. And he needs to get that lasered off as well. So maybe they'll do like a little bundle deal. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But I don't know which is this on his middle finger also, but I think it might be on his right hand. I also did a stick and poke tattoo. I think I've talked about that before in my basement. It's so I don't even count that as a tattoo. Technically, I have four, but it's on my foot. It's literally three dots. It's so tiny. Yeah. But
people keep tagging me in this one TikTok of this girl who got her like husband's tattoo name tattooed on her. But and it's the name is Kevin, but she got a letter on each toe.
Oh, my God.
It looks really funny.
That is funny. I don't care. Like, I would just never tattoo somebody's name, no matter how confident I was.
I'm shaking my head as I have my friend's initials tattooed because you were blacked out in fucking Cancun once.
Yeah. I could say an initial isn't as bad. Like,
and like, me and her are still friends, but like, I don't speak to her that often, but like, I have literally PF on my foot, on my heel, like my ankle or something. Uh-huh. And people always like, what's that from? Like, oh, it's PF Chang's. Because there was a time period where I was eating PF Chang's like 4 days a week. And someone said, oh, it's PF Chang's, really big fan.
I mean, that's valid. And I think that's like, an initial's not as bad. Like,
well, she got my initials too. And it's her only and first tattoo.
Oh.
But the thing is, she was living in Alaska at the time. I was living in Arizona. So it was during winter. And she was in Alaska. So she was walking in like tennis shoes every day. Uh-huh. I'm living in Arizona wearing like flip-flops. Mine's not being rubbed at all. Hers like basically rubbed off.
Oh.
Mine is very much still there.
That's so funny.
But love you, Pearl.
You know, one of those like TikTok shops that are just stealing like like they're selling clothes, but they're like posting like a Free People thing. And you're like, that is literally from Free People. But they're being like, this is ours. Like in whatever. And you're like, that is the like Shein version, whatever. They're like doing that with the Free People corset cami or like whatever, the one we both have that I made, that like if you have small boobs, but whatever video. They took that video and they
did that to so many people.
Yeah. And they posted it and it's like they're running it as an ad. I've got tagged in it like 500,000 times. And I'm like, it's one, you're not selling that because it's from Free People. That video is. And it's just annoying. But I can't comment or anything. It's like zero comments. It's just like an ad. But I don't know. It's
people
weird.
Have posted, when that's happened to them, they've tried to like email and do all these things and like tell TikTok. They just like don't care.
I like just don't give that much of a shit. Like I'm not going to do anything about it. But I do feel bad if people are thinking like my.
Well, it's annoying that, to have your face be like used to like sell things that aren't accurate. Because people are like, oh, this. They'll remember your face is like, oh, this isn't what like she was. promoting.
Yeah.
And if like, they don't know your content, like know you well enough to like, no, it's not you agreeing to that. That's frustrating.
Yeah, it is definitely. I just like don't know what there is to do. So I'm just like, hey, if you see that, that's not real. Yeah. Buy it from Free People. Yeah, that's annoying me. But also Nara Smith had her baby.
Okay, she deleted the video.
Yeah, what?
Because I texted her. I was like, Lucky delivered her baby. Because I, it's almost like I feel like I'm imagining this now. Because I cannot find the footage anywhere.
Jazz is like, text me. She like watches, watches.
Go ahead.
Jazz like, watch this video. Lucky delivered her baby. I'm like, where?
And she's honestly,
like,
this is good. This is good for you to learn this. If you don't watch TikToks I send you, they might not be there.
You didn't even send it.
Why?
What, you just told
you
me.
You said OMG. I thought that you meant you watched it.
I was like, oh my
you
God.
You were just reacting. No, like, all shut
you
me said, up.
You go, no, you go, Lucky delivered Nara's baby. I go, oh my God. And then a couple minutes, and then I go to Nara's page. I look.
This was like an hour later.
I was like doing something also, but regardless, I like, then I'm like looking through Nara's page. I don't see it. So I'm like, where did you see this? It's not like you sent me a TikTok. And then you're like,
well, I thought you would have gone and watched
her
it.
Most recent video. And I'm like, I don't see it. And you're like, you clearly didn't watch it all the way through. I was like,
because she does that.
But I was like, I literally did. I'm like, am I crazy? Like, I'm like literally like watching it on 2x speed, like 3x through. I'm like, no, it's like, I've watched this video and I'm so confused. And then finally you're like, oh, she deleted it. I'm like,
okay, but anyways, I saw her birth. I didn't see her like birth it, but like I saw the baby pop like out and him catch the baby in the umbilical
she
cord.
She videoed that?
Well, like not from her, from like the side. So basically you see like baby popping out. Like look at my hand. Like, okay. So like, hold on. Like, how do I do this? Okay, yeah. So like, you see like it just like jump out basically, and him catching it.
Oh my God!
And the whole cord and everything. And I even like
maybe that's why, because maybe you can't put that on TikTok.
I don't know, but it was up for like a while when I saw it. It was like just one part of her vlog. Anyways, it was crazy. He literally was like,
I need to watch this video.
The baby. I want to find the footage so bad. Nara, please give it to us. Send it to me, Rachel. Send it to me, Rachel. Please, I'm dying to see it again. But like,
I wonder why she deleted it.
Because I showed Kevin it to us. I was like, Lucky just delivered her baby. That is because the midwife didn't get there in time.
Oh, so he literally.
So he literally just delivered the fucking baby.
That is so scary. Like, absolutely zero judgment to anybody. I just personally, like, who, if you choose to do a home birth and that's what's most comfortable for you, like, that's your journey. I just would be so scared of like, if something goes wrong, there's really nothing you can do. Like, I mean, it depends, but like, yeah. You, like, I don't know. I'd want to be at a hospital.
But things can go on wrong in a hospital too, and they still don't save your ass.
No, it's so, just, like, I mean, it depends. I mean, I don't know if the.
Also, I feel like most people who are on like their third kid, like, they kind of know.
They feel like
they know
about it.
What their journey is at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was crazy. He fully delivered the baby. I need to find the fucking footage. I really
know,
do.
I need to see.
Also, I was going to say, when you were in LA, I cut my finger, guys.
Oh my God, I want to fucking murder her.
We were really beefing. Well, we don't beef. Like, we just, like, we beef for, like, 5 minutes.
Well,
Sorry.
I want to go eat my fucking sweet
okay,
drink.
So I want to eat, too. Let's go.
Okay.
I was saying I hurt my finger.
And we fight like sisters. We've literally, this podcast is a fucking shit show. It's not, but the camera keeps fucking dying because apparently it's been plugged in, but then it wasn't.
Yeah, the box wasn't plugged in. It's not my, it was Kevin's fault. He had to fucking play his piano.
It literally every single time, I never want, like, I get it, whatever, but every time I come here, nothing's like, which I'm not telling you need to set up the podcast or anything. I'm happy to turn on the camera, set up the lights. The couch is covered in 50 million things of clothes.
It's never like, today is the one day it has been like that. I've been on trips.
No, agree. Today, whatever. But every time I show up, she is starting to make food. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna, she has so much ample time. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna be there. Is two okay? For sure. She's starting to put something in the air fryer. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking murder you. Like,
because I'm always like, oh, I think I can make it through like the podcast recording, but I'm like, oh, but I'll be more cranky if I don't eat.
Like, eat a granola bar. It's like,
today I didn't have food.
It's always a complex, like, something. And I'm
no,
like,
it's always a case of fucking dia.
But it's something that takes a minute. It's not like something you're just like, hey, let me eat this really fast, like whatever. It's always something she has to make, and I'm just like, I show up and I'll like have to sit there for 20 minutes, and it's like,
20 is a stretch.
No, it's not. Anyway, we need to get back to this before the fucking camera dies again. We
fight like sisters.
And like Bridget told us, she has a literal twin, like acquired style.
So it really affirmed it even for me even more. Because like, if you fight with your twin sister and you're telling us we fight like sisters, like, you're validating it.
Well, because there was, Jazz is like, we're walking somewhere and I was like, I don't really want to hold this hotel key. And she's like, being so sweet. She's like, I'll put it in my pocket for you.
I was being so sweet.
I was
nice.
Like, oh, thank you so much. So she puts my hotel key in her pocket. And then she literally, we're all just walking. Like, we end up seeing Bridget and Lauren and everybody across the street. We were all walking to get coffee. So then we're walking. And Jazz doesn't say a word. Jazz just, bye, guys, as she's in the Uber.
No, guys, if you listen to the podcast for a long time, you know that I never give announcements. I just do things.
Yeah. So she's literally just in an Uber, like, driving away. And I'm like, oh, like, I didn't even know she was leaving. Like, I didn't even know she called an Uber.
I told you I was leaving.
No, you did not.
You said I had a meeting.
But you didn't say, like, hey, not guys, right I'm
when
leave.
I was going, but I told I you ahead of time.
I had no idea what time it was. Like, whatever. Okay. So she just gets in this fucking car. And then I'm walking for, like, 2 minutes. And I'm like, we're walking back to the hotel. I'm like, she has my fucking key. And I'm like, I call her.
She FaceTimes me. And she's, like, bitching about it. I'm like, you have your ID. Like, you.
I didn't have my ID.
Like, you have your face on your phone. Like, they're going to give you a new room key. You're fine.
I didn't have anything with me.
She acted like she was, like, locked out on the side of the curb. No food, no water, no money for days.
I did not act like that. But I was like, you took my fucking key. And then she's like, she literally is just like,
you're fine, bye.
You know, she goes, you're fine, bye. And, like, I hang up and I go, she's such a fucking cunt. And I look at everybody and say that. And everyone's faces, like, dropped. Like, I was, like, talking shit about her. They're like, oh, and Bridget goes, you really do fight like sisters. You just hung up on her and said, she's such a fucking cunt.
Yeah, but I was saying my finger because she was in there the day that I had broken. I tried to get a soda out of Hallie's mini fridge. And I'm telling you, the fridge shelf was defective because I pulled the soda to grab it. And the whole thing crashes and burns. And we were already fighting, like, at that point in time. And it's, like, it was just the icing on the fucking cake.
Every single thing in that mini fridge. There's probably, like, you know how expensive, especially the Beverly Hills Hotel mini fridge. There is probably $300-$400 worth of drinks in there. Like, it's all alcohol and stuff, too. She breaks every
not on purpose. I grab one thing and it clutters. It makes everything break.
But, so it's also spilled. Like, and I literally just look at her. I don't say a word. I go, I'm fucking Venmo requesting you for however much that is.
I'm like, you're acting like I can't afford it. Like, calm the fuck down. Like, we're arguing. I'm calling her. I'm like, you're being such a cunt here. Like, we were arguing. And Bridget's like in the corner, like, okay. Like,
and then I'm all, well, also, what pissed me off the most,
she's recording a voiceover for, like, this ad.
And it's so loud. And then she's like, I'll fix it. Well, I'm trying to record this because my manager is literally like, send this to me now. So I'm trying to do it. Jazz is picking
I'm
up,
trying to clean up.
But it's so loud. She's trying to be quiet, but it's just like, clink, clink.
So then I stop and then it just goes back to her, like, recording the voiceover, and Bridget's like, oh, like, okay. But then I find out, like, I'm laying on her bed, and I'm like, I think I might be bleeding because I look down and there's a spot of blood on her bed.
Yeah, and there's blood on my bed.
Because I cut my finger, and she's like, you need to call and change this. I'm like, I already did. Like, it was just like a whole thing. But, like, we got lunch and it was fine. 2 minutes later, like, we don't, like, fight long term. Yeah,
it's not a big deal.
But
we should end this before it dies.
But thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.
Follow us
on Instagram, TikTok, Delusional Diaries Podcast. Leave us a rating and review, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.